With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Billboard.com Pop Shop Podcast. The Billboard Pop Shop Podcast is your one-stop shop for all things pop on Billboard's weekly charts. In addition, you can always count on a lively discussion about the latest pop news, fun chart stats and stories, new music, and guest interviews with music stars and folks from the world O-pop. Today on the show, we've got must-hear music with Billboard's Deputy Editor Digital, Joe Lynch, and the rest of the squad talking all about the latest in new pop tunes. But first, before we get started, if you enjoy the podcast, you can subscribe to us on iTunes, and therefore you won't miss a single episode. And heck, give us a rating or review while you're at it. If you want to explore more podcasts from Billboard, visit itunes.com/billboardpodcasts. So today on Must Hear Music, Joe and the team will be chatting about the Black Panther album, new music from Janelle Monáe, and 5 Seconds of Summer, or as sometimes we call them, Five Sauce. 5 Seconds of Summer has a new song called Want You Back. It is so good. This is your teaser. I'm not part of the Must Hear Music squad necessarily, but I'm just going to tell you that it's a really, really great pop track, and it might throw a curveball. You know, it's not exactly what you necessarily would have expected of Five Sauce to give you. So go check it out if you haven't already. And heck, let's just get into it now with Must Hear Music.
All right. Hello. Welcome to the Must Hear Music Podcast. My name is Joe Lynch, and I'm sitting here with Jason Lipschitz.
What's up, man?
First to arrive at the podcast,
ooh,
as always.
As
and
always.
Lindsay Havens.
The last to arrive.
Wow. No, I'm kidding. Lindsay's usually first.
Yeah.
We switched it up today, though. Jason got here early.
Big day
Teacher's
for
pet for Jason.
Yeah, I did it.
Anyways, so let's start off with one of my picks, obviously, because, you know, it's me.
It's all about you.
It's all about me. And also, I just want to talk about the Black Panther movie, because it's fun. It's extremely entertaining, and no spoilers, we promise, because Lindsay hasn't seen it also.
Right.
But just in case you listening has not seen it, the only
world.
Person in America who has not seen this movie.
Yeah.
Even I saw it, which is crazy that I saw a Marvel movie.
I know. The last Marvel movie I saw was, I think, the first Guardians of the Galaxy. Which I did like. I've not seen
movie.
Any of them since then, though.
I saw Doctor Strange. That was one, right? With Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yeah.
That's a Marvel movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's just like, oh, I'm the most powerful person in the universe now, I guess.
I know nothing about it. That's my recap.
He said no spoilers.
My mom is a Cumber bitch, so she told me about it, but I don't know much about it.
Is that a thing?
That's what his fans are called, Cumber bitches.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. People who just, I think he's just kind of weird looking, honestly. Like, nothing personal against Mr. Cumberbatch, but I'm not saying he's not a good actor. He just has a weird face.
Well, who doesn't?
But he's good as Sherlock, whatever.
These days.
Yeah, these days, like, we're all just deformed faces. Okay, so the Black Panther movie, enormous success, you know, shattering expectations at the box office. Soundtrack, Kendrick Lamar curated Black Panther: The album, also doing a lot better than people expected. It is number one on the Billboard 200 for the second week in a row, which is not very normal for soundtracks. It doesn't happen a lot.
No.
It's moving big numbers. And also, it's just really good. Like, I feel like the last, like, I guess, did Greatest Showman hit 2 weeks? And Maybe Suicide Squad was 2 weeks. But
Suicide
like,
Squad was definitely 2 weeks.
But like,
I think Greatest Showman didn't have two consecutive weeks.
Yeah. Right. But like, those were like, whatever, fine soundtracks. Like, this is like a good album, actually.
I don't
like,
even think of this as a soundtrack.
Right? And it's like a really...
I think only a few songs are actually in the movie anyway, which is kind of common.
Like three or... Yeah, that's common enough. It was more common in the 90s.
Yeah.
But it's like a real cohesive album. Listen. It's like a great, like... I mean, I'm not. I don't want to say it's like
best
a classic,
since
but it's
City of Angels, 20 years ago.
Yeah, I was gonna say that. Yeah, best soundtrack since
Garden State. Definitely. Ooh.
Yeah. Woof.
You know what's so funny?
It does have a lot in common with the Garden State soundtrack, though. That's for sure.
That's so funny that you said that. We listened to Frau Frau Let Go
this
weekend, and then we went down like an Imogen Heap hole. We drove up to Boston this weekend, and we just had listened to a lot of Imogen Heap.
Super fitting.
Surprising. Anyway.
Anyways, so the song I picked from this is Ops. It's Vince Staples, Kendrick, and a South African rapper. I'm going to get the name wrong, probably. Eugen Blackrock, who I didn't know much about, but apparently she's been, you know, pretty big in South Africa for a minute.
Yeah.
And she's awesome. It appears in the movie during the car chase scene, which this is not spoiling anything.
I thought I read. Yeah, I was like, I was trying to place it.
It's probably, I mean, like, there's, like, Lindsay, who hasn't seen the movie, is somehow aware. There's not that many movies or songs from the soundtrack that are in the movie, but this is, like, pretty prominent.
Yeah.
And it just, like, the song hits really hard. It's, like, only 3 minutes, but it seems to, like almost, like, create this, like, really exciting, action-packed world within that space. And it's also just, there's something that, like, so I'd seen the movie before I really listened to the full soundtrack, and it's just really exciting. Like, you're watching an action movie, a Marvel superhero movie, and suddenly you're hearing Kendrick Lamar's voice. Like, that would be, like, unthinkable, like, when he debuted with, like, Section 80. Like, what a, like, it's, like, one of those strange instances in, like, human history where, like, things went right, where, like, someone who's, like, insanely talented... like, actually is very successful and being exposed to the mainstream and accepted by the mainstream, too. I just thought it was very, very exciting. And the song is great. You know, Vince Staples is awesome, and it's just a really exciting song.
Yeah, but, I love when they work together, Vince and Kendrick, on, like, they had an amazing song on Big Fish Theory. I think the whole soundtrack is really great. I mean, when is the last time a soundtrack... has been as listenable as like a full body of work as this. It's been definitely a minute.
Saturday Night Fever.
Armageddon.
40 years ago today.
I would say, I don't even know. I honestly don't even know. I guess the Lord's Mockingjay.
Yeah,
one,
that was pretty good.
That had some really cool songs in it. I think that like the movie kind of blew, which maybe in
I think
hindsight,
that, right.
people like,
yeah.
don't really care about the soundtrack that much, but
yeah.
that soundtrack was cool. Like, there was like an awesome Chemical Brothers song on that soundtrack.
Yes,
anyway,
that was very cool.
I dug.
I mean, this it reminds me in a slight way of 20 years ago, the Public Enemy He Got Game soundtrack.
Oh,
like,
wow.
That's another
yeah.
one where it's like it is a soundtrack, but it also feels like an album in yeah. a way that this also feels like an album. Not just like, here's some good songs together. Like,
hey.
It,
here's some good songs.
It has like, it feels like it's a story, a narrative.
Uh-huh.
Good. I just want to quickly shout out also the Khalid Sway Lee song.
Oh, my favorite.
That one's very good too.
Yeah. And I love, my favorite thing about that song, not that it's the one that you picked, but Khalid, he's like slowly departing from his pop, like his teen pop breakthrough.
Yeah.
And that's really apparent on this. And I sort of hope that he sticks through that on his next album.
Yeah. He also had that like real folky song last year.
The one that was on
it was like
didn't
a SoundCloud.
Go to SoundCloud? Yeah.
I'm so excited to see what he does next.
Me too.
He's a weirdo. In like the best possible way. I think music wise, I think he has a real diverse like taste.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Anyways, so let's listen to some of it. It's Vince Staples, Eugen Blackrock from the Black Panther soundtrack. It's called Ops, and here it is. They don't want to see me sitting in the bins. They don't want to see me living on the end. Let the city in the city where I've been. Show no pity in the city for the sin. They don't want to see me getting to the check. They just want to see me swimming in the deck. Don't drown on ground with it to your head. 911 free swim from dead. Ops on the radar. You're dead to me. How you want to play ball? You're dead to me. Takes off. You're dead to me. You're dead to me. You're dead to me. You know what zone I'm in. You're dead to me. Don't care who you with. You're dead to me. Watch me do my shit. You're dead to me. You're dead to me. All right. That was from the Kendrick Lamar curated Black Panther, the album. Let us talk about, let's do Lindsay, Janelle Monáe's Make Me Feel song.
Yes.
So this is one of two new Janelle Monáe songs. What? Tell us about it.
Tell us
let's,
about
let's
it.
Talk about
All
it.
All right, let's talk about it. Off the upcoming album, Dirty Computer, right?
Mm-hmm. Someone clean that computer. It's just filthy.
Oh, boy.
I asked for that, I guess. Yeah. It really set you up. I guess the first thing I want to point out, I don't know if you guys noticed, the production at the beginning sounds like filthy, does it not? The like.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
I don't know how to describe it, but that stuck out to me. And I love the, like, what is it, like a tongue cluck and the snap? I don't know. It's just like, it's so intriguing. It draws you in immediately. I also think that this song is really tied with the video. Like, you need to see the video to appreciate the song as much as I do.
I actually haven't seen the video.
Wow.
I don't have time to sit down and watch videos, guys. You know, not all of us work
But did you listen to the song? Because one could argue that you could have done both at once.
Oh!
I only have time to listen to a song while doing other things.
Fair. Joe's eyes are always in different directions.
There's too much going on.
Look over there.
I can't
Look
listen and watch at the same
That's
time.
That's fair. It's just doing too much.
Mm-hmm. You're expecting too much of me.
Well, I do suggest that you watch it at some point. It's a fantastic video. I think the song is great. Far superior to Django Jane. Is that the other single?
Yeah. I kind of like Django Jane. But
really? I couldn't get through that one.
Yeah, I'm not going to comment.
But yeah, the song is great. I think it came out today that Prince was actually involved in making the album, which explains why it sounds heavily influenced
super
by Prince.
Yeah. I mean, that riff sounds so much like a variation on Kiss. I mean, it doesn't sound like a ripoff. It just sounds like I'm going to make a Prince song.
Yeah.
Yeah. But what do you guys think about it?
It's like so similar. I mean, I guess if he worked on it, that's one thing. But like, it's like so Prince-y in a way that almost turns me off. Like, because she's such an interesting artist and so like risk-taking usually. And to have something that sounds this much like trying to ape something else. Although I guess on her last album she had that song that sounded a lot like sounded like one of the like 50s rock classics, like Tequila, was it? I think so.
I
guess she's done that before. I guess you know what? I'm going to reserve judgment because I feel like it depends how this sounds on the album, but like as a first taste of it, I was a little bit like I didn't really want to hear like Janelle Monáe doing Prince. I just wanted to hear what her next evolution is.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, maybe she wants something that's going to be a little more mainstream.
Maybe she's evolving into Prince.
That could be true. Yeah.
That dirty computer.
Mm-hmm.
You open that dirty computer, it's just Prince music. That's all that's on there. I think Make Me Feel is very good. I will say a little insider info.
Ooh. Scoop here.
I've heard some more songs from Dirty Computer. I can't really talk about it that much, but I will say that, like,
that's all you want to say.
That's all
heard
I really
them.
Want to see. Yeah. That's the scoop. I think this is definitely Janelle's most ambitious project, and I think that you can kind of tell from both of the songs that she released last week that she's definitely trying for a bunch of different sounds. Mm-hmm. Like, you have Make Me Feel, which is like very Prince indebted. You also have Django Jane, which is very like her first time really delving like totally into like spitting. I think
she's hawking up a lot of loogies on
that
track.
That's really
pretty gross.
I think that the visuals will remain very ambitious as well.
Well, because there's like a document or not documentary, like a short movie coming with this or something.
Yeah. Oh, I did not hear that.
It's going to be pretty cool. But I think that Make Me Feel is like, I think it's very good. I think what I was surprised by is I think there's so much goodwill toward Janelle Monáe right now. Like, people just really like her and her whole vibe and her whole aesthetic, like, and the risks that she takes. Is when these two songs dropped, like, Twitter was just like blowing up. We were just like, oh my God, these songs are unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not there, but I do think Make Me Feel is definitely like, if you're going to make an homage to Prince, like, this is the best kind of homage you can make. Like, a very well-built, very catchy, very likable.
Even on Twitter, like you said, it was, like, filled. When did these come out? Yesterday or the day before?
No, it was, like, last Thursday, I think.
It was that long ago? Yeah. Oh, was it the video that dropped this week? I don't know, but
last week.
Then my Twitter is super behind. Because at some point this week.
Time is a man-made construct, Lindsay, anyways.
Well, yikes. But I also just realized it's Monday, so there really hasn't been much to the week. Yeah. Wow. But there
are you okay, Lee?
I don't know. There are a ton of think pieces about the video, like, immediately.
Oh, yeah.
Which is another thing that's just clearly people are wanting to sort of, like, dive into Janelle and analyze everything that she has to say right now.
Yeah.
So, like, the intrigue is definitely there.
Yeah, shout out to Sasha Geffen wrote a great piece for Vulture about the bisexual lighting in the video, which I thought was really, really interesting.
Yeah, I loved that.
Yeah. So, yeah. There you go. I'm excited. Right. More than anything, I'm excited to have Janelle Monáe back. Like, she's always like, you know, her, the Arc Android and Electric Lady. Neither was a perfect album, but there were so many different ideas that, you know, there are so, like, I loved Dance Apocalyptic.
Oh, that song's awesome.
Incredible. Yeah. I loved Cold War from the first album. Like, there are just moments where,
they're
like,
both even, great albums,
even,
I think.
Yeah, even when she's trying a lot of different things, there's always going to be something that really sticks with you, so.
Yeah, she's really fascinating, so. Yeah. All right, well, let's listen to some of it. So it's Janelle Monáe, Make Me Feel, and here it is. All right, let's go from one Michael Jackson-ish titled song to another Michael Jackson-ish titled song. 5 Seconds of Summer, Want You Back.
Oh, okay.
I like the Haim version of this song better.
Oh, wow.
Said it from the beginning. Anyways, yeah. Jason, this is your pick. So, 5 Seconds of Summer, returning from, I mean, what has it been, a year and a half?
2.5 years.
What?
Sounds good, feels good. So I'm definitely a Five Sauce believer. I don't know about you guys. Lindsay is not as much.
I've done a lot of She Look. Wait, is it called She Looks So Perfect?
Yeah.
I did a lot of that at karaoke.
Yeah, great song.
Back in the day.
Great song.
By back in the day, I mean like 2.5 years ago, I guess.
Back in the day. Yeah. I've missed these guys. Like, they're definitely really interesting to me, and, you know, they're back with a very different sound. They're going basically full pop based on Want You Back. If you listen, I listened to this song when it came out last week, and then I went back to their first album, which came out, I think, 2014. And
were we ever so young?
I know. Oh, my goodness. And I mean, they're totally different. Like, it sounds like a totally different band. They were very like pop punk back in the day, but, you know, they were opening for One Direction and definitely had that kind of very like teen friendly vibe. I mean, I think that this is definitely a different look for them. I'm a little bit disappointed because I really like their pop punk stuff.
Mm-hmm.
However, this song's great. It's a great pop song. I really enjoy it. It's really well built, and it just seems like, you know, they had to come back with a little bit of heat in terms of a single, and here they are.
What did you think, Lindsay?
It's a catchy pop song, yes. Maybe I'll listen to it again in this lifetime.
Joe and I do it at
Savage,
karaoke, probably.
Yeah,
then I'll have to sit through it. But no, the most interesting part about them coming back right now is that they sort of have the space to be bigger than they were before, because One Direction is...
Yeah.
Still technically on hiatus.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I think that's really interesting, just seeing how they're going to navigate that now that they sort of have room to just be bigger than they were before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It is like, at first I was like, what the hell? But like, just because it's like, you know, anytime someone goes from like, I mean, I know it's pop punk versus like straight punk, but to something like this commercial, it's kind of like jarring, but like, it is really catchy.
Yeah,
but it is also strange to go from like kind of aping Blink 182 to like aping the Jonas Brothers. Like, this is like a super Jonas-y song.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Both in my wheelhouse, I would say.
But yeah, I mean, I'm not there. What? I'm not anti Jonas. I don't know. It's weird. I'm just wondering, like, if this is their attempt to like kind of gain a bigger audience. I mean, it's smart probably to move away from pop punk, because even like, you know, like Paramore, like one of the biggest surviving pop punk acts, like, has moved away from pop punk. Like, it's just people aren't really listening to that anymore.
Yeah.
But it's weird to go for the kind of like clean pop rock sound, because people really aren't listening to that either. Like, I don't know. I don't know what I'm saying.
They should have made an R&B album is what you're saying.
They probably should have done the Nick Jonas, like, you know, weekend ripping off of R&B reinvention. I don't know. It'll be very interesting to see where this goes for them. They do have very rabid fans, but I feel like, you know, fans get older and this is a pretty like 180 in terms of sound of, you know, be curious if people will stick with them for this. So I don't know. But yeah, it's catchy. I will give it that.
We can agree on that.
We all can.
All right. Well, let's listen to it. So it's 5 Seconds of Summer, a new song, Want You Back. All right, let's talk about, what should we talk about? And let's do another Jason pick. Let's do back-to-back Jasons.
Okay. All right.
Kacey Musgraves, Space Cowboy.
All right. I really hope you guys like this song. What is there not to like about Kacey Musgraves? Because
you're coming into this with a chip on your shoulder.
I am. Like, because here's the thing. Like, you know me. Like, sometimes I play the contrarian a little bit. Everybody's like, oh, this is great. I'm like, well. And then I'll be like, oh, nobody likes this, but it's this great pop music.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Kacey Musgraves, Twitter darling, I'll say that.
Twitter darling.
I mean, you look at kind of praise that she gets.
Twitter accounts like Jason Lipschitz.
But, like, I mean, I say Twitter darling kind of tongue-in-cheek, but also, like, a critical darling, a Best New Artist nominee.
Yeah.
I love her first two albums. I think her third album is just really, really great. It comes out in a couple weeks. And Space Cowboy, like, just a great, like, return to what Kacey does best, which is just such colorful lyrics, storytelling, so much personality in her voice. Like, the production is so simple and clean. I'm so happy she's back. It's been a couple years, and I love what she's doing. Like, I love the kind of country pop aesthetic. I think that people have tried to fill her lane while she's been gone, but nobody does it better than her. So I'm Team Kacey all the way.
I mean, I liked it. I've only listened to it once. It definitely, like, it took me about halfway through to be like, okay, like, yeah, I mean, she's a great songwriter, and, like, you're right. It kind of, like, the lyrical detail is great. The wordplay is pretty cute.
Yeah, I liked that.
Production's good. I mean, it didn't grab me immediately, but I also liked it a lot. Like, I could see this, like, I could see listening to it several more times.
Yeah.
And I would definitely give the album a chance, too.
All right. One for one. What do we got, Lindsay?
I will give the album a chance.
Oh, no.
This song didn't do much for me.
Ah, Lindsay.
Yeah, I don't know. I got kind of bored halfway through.
Lindsay.
It just, like, I actually looked at the time and I was like, how's there a minute and a half left? but I'm sorry to disappoint.
Okay. Have you listened to either of her first two albums?
A little bit, and I've never been a huge fan, so it's not like I'm suddenly turned off by her. It's just that I never really hopped on the bandwagon.
Have you ever seen her live?
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
No, I have not. Will that change it for me?
Yeah, have you seen her live, Joe?
I don't think so.
That's really what kind of unlocked her for me. She's so fun live and so animated, and it's just like, she's like the perfect, like, I remember I saw her the first time at Bonnaroo at noon. She had a noon set. It was so hot out, and she was just so funny and so engaging, and the whole crowd, she won over the whole crowd. She's that kind of artist, so... I saw her maybe a month ago. She did she played a couple songs at a Grammy Awards thing. And she's just so spirited
What's her big hit? The most known?
Follow Your Arrow is probably her.
What's the other one?
Merry-Go-Round, Biscuits.
I think it might be Merry-Go-Round that I'm thinking of.
All great songs.
Yeah.
I've seen several drag queens perform to Follow Your Arrow, and it's a
really?
It's a great it's a great song. Yeah. Kind of is. Yeah.
I would definitely, like, we got like a month before her album comes out. Ooh, I would like, for those listening and haven't checked out Pageant Material, her second album, like, what a just a great listen all the way through. And it didn't get as much shine as her first album, but it's just still an awesome album. So yeah, I'm all about Casey. I'm just gonna like just ingrain Casey Musgraves into your
heart. Playing it whenever we walk by.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Like, I feel like I can't resist now.
Yeah.
I'm like Stockholm syndrome on Casey Musgraves. All right, let's listen to it. So it's a new Casey Musgraves song called Space Cowboy. All right, that is new Casey. What should we do next?
It's a toss-up.
Both S artists. I guess let's alphabetize it. So let's go with yours, Lindsay. So,
great.
Soccer Mommy. Song's called Still Clean.
Yep.
Hit us. What do you got to say about Soccer Mommy?
Soccer Mommy is just such a Lindsay artist.
It's
like beautiful down-tempo indie rock, super DIY, very lo-fi, but in a way that works. Like, I could see Jason perhaps saying that he finds this song boring.
Jason. Come on.
I don't
the
just
knives
because
are out on the Must Hear Music
it's,
podcast.
It's not like she's doing anything crazy compelling. You know, like, she's the guitar progressions are pretty simple. But the lyrics and the storytelling is what I really love about it. She's only 20. She went to NYU for like a year and a half and then decided to do this full time, moved back home to Nashville. Wow. This is her.
Said she was going to be a soccer star, full-time soccer player. Nice.
She drives a minivan around just for the image.
Cool. No.
This is her debut full-length album. And my favorite part of this song in particular is that around like the 3:12 mark, if you want to play along at home, the chorus, she like does a muffled version of it. Which it sort of like grabs you, where if you are listening and you're losing interest, all of a sudden you're like, did my audio cut out or something? But it's just like a cool, intentional thing that she did that I haven't really heard before on a song.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I'd say my main impression... I'll talk about the song first.
Okay.
I liked this. I definitely liked it, I think, more than I thought I would. I think Soccer Mommy does a good job of stuff that, like you mentioned, is familiar, but... I don't know. There's something that is like pretty original to it. Like maybe it's in the production. Like there's a lot of like space to it.
Yeah.
It kind of breathes. I like her voice. But I mean, my main impression is just like, didn't Soccer Mommy play in New York last Thursday?
She did.
Yeah.
And I feel like it was if any enormous artist is like playing in New York, there's never been more talk in this Billboard office than there was when Soccer Mommy was playing
so
New
true.
York. It was like, and probably
the
also because Stereo
show.
Gum is in our office, and that's like a Stereo Gum core artist.
Yeah.
But like, literally everyone was like, are you going to the show
and
tonight?
She was the opener
without
too.
Even saying like, are you going to Soccer Mommy? As if like you would just know what the show meant.
You're so right.
Last Thursday.
I know, apparently only one show in the city, and everyone on the staff was going.
Yeah.
I've never been like an insane fan, but like I like I like Soccer Mommy.
I would say that Soccer Mommy's great. I won't tolerate your slander. And yeah, the song's great. That's the thing is, like, I discovered Soccer Mommy months ago on a playlist, and I was like, man, this is awesome. Like, I thought she sounded so cool. And, you know, I love the album. I just love her whole vibe. She does, like, so many people are kind of doing the kind of washed out, you know, guitar-based singer-songwriter stuff. But I think she does it really well. And her voice and her songwriting is so compelling. Mm-hmm. So, Soccer Mommy forever.
Forever.
Also, wouldn't it be sad if she drove a minivan? Like, wouldn't you be like, all right, you're committing too much to
I think that would be awesome, actually.
I would just be like, don't worry.
My whole thing, so there's another artist named Hockey Dad.
Oh,
and I know, more than anything, I want them to either collaborate
Split
or just start dating. Yeah. Can you imagine?
Wow.
Soccer Mommy and Hockey Dad.
I would love that.
Me too.
And then, I don't know, maybe Modern Baseball comes along like for a third wheel.
Isn't there a band, American Football?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Say.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
To have the indie sports. Anyways, this is way too far off. All right. So let's listen to it. Soccer Mommy, song's called Still Clean.
Dreamt I saw you down by the water with your mouth still clean. You were searching. I came to you and you said to me that I'm not only what you wanted for a little while, only what you wanted for a little while, only what you wanted.
All right, next and last, this is my pick. It is the new song from Sophie. It is called... Wait, what is it called?
Face shopping.
Yes. Duh. So, Sophie is a really interesting artist. She has written and produced a bunch of stuff over the years, including for the one and only Madonna. But recently-ish is kind of starting out as her own artist. Late last year, but I think the video came out recently for "It's Okay to Cry," which is this really, like, kind of beautiful gossamer electronic song that's not unlike Perfume Genius, but I guess a little more electronic pop leaning. And that's a really lovely song. And, you know, that was kind of Sophie's first visual exposure to the world. And a lot of people found out Sophie was trans, which is really cool and, you know, wonderful for her to be so bold and upfront with that. But it was a very nice song. This is like a super, like, aggressive
song. Is crazy.
Like, takes no prisoners. Like, you will hate it or love it type of song. I love it. It's called, anyways, it's just like a really, like, it's kind of like that, like late 70s, early 80s, like harsh experimental electronica. Mm-hmm. Like, there's this group called The Normal that they only had like two songs, but they were kind of like pioneers of synth pop. And they have one called Warm Leatherette, and that this reminds me of that. But it's basically, you know, and it's also this very kind of, like, to me, early 80s, like, wordplay where it's, like, pretty obvious but also sort of compelling. Like, she's talking about face shopping, like, shopping your face as, like, the front of who you are to people, but then also, like, a shop front, like, you know, like, playing on the term shop front and then shopping your front as your face to the world and what that means, sort of like what you're presenting and so forth. But I'm very curious what you guys thought of this. So I'm going to toss this ball over.
I'll take this one. I did not expect to like it when I hit play, but it's like, it's so crazy that I somehow am now a fan of the song. And the best way I can describe it is it sounds like an alien robot trying to cook. Like the clattering.
Yeah.
It sounds like there's clattering pans and like weird alien calls happening.
That's a good analogy.
Yeah. So if you're into that, you'll love face shopping.
I sometimes am.
Sometimes you need that, you know? We all need that.
Jason, I'm seeing in your eyes that you love this song.
Yeah. I
sense,
you know,
hesitation.
I don't know. I don't know about this one, man. I don't know. When I was listening to this song, I hip-chatted Joe and I just said, WTF is this song.
Kind of, yeah.
It definitely, like, harkens to my love for like Crystal Castles and the Knife. I don't know, I kind of like the instrumental parts more than the than the vocal parts. I feel like it's a song that's going to grow on me a lot.
Yeah.
Right, as of right now, I'm like, I'm a little bit out on it, but I could see it definitely growing on me.
Yeah, Knife is a good comparison, too, yeah. Mm-hmm. On that.
Like some Fever Ray. Have we ever talked about the new Fever Ray album on this podcast?
You know, I don't think we did. And that was actually like probably in my top 10 of last year.
Is that the one with that album like horrendous album artwork though?
It was not horrendous, but yeah, it was weird.
I think I was super turned off by it.
Yeah, it was like, I guess, ugly. I'm trying to remember. I remember
was it like the cracked face.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I couldn't look at it.
Well, you don't have to look at it. You just listen to it.
Yeah.
That's all you got to do.
Anyways, yeah, that was a great album. So, must hear music from three, four months ago.
Speaking of Sophie, though, I liked "It's Okay to Cry."
That song is so good.
It's pretty very and Patrick good, Wolf vibes.
Good message too. You know, yeah. It is okay to cry.
It's okay to cry,
guys. It's fine to cry.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you guys for. For enduring that. But yeah, let's listen to it. So Sophie, it is called Face Shopping, and here it is. All right, that is the newest song from Sophie, and that is all we got. Do we have anything coming up in the next couple weeks? What albums are coming out? I feel like it's still in that time of year where it's like there's not any like big releases.
I don't know. I've heard that there's a couple. There's a new Meghan Trainor. It's coming for you, Joe.
Yeah. I'll be curious to see what that sounds like.
Have I teased Jack White yet? I can't remember.
We haven't talked Jackie White.
Oh,
boy. We're going to have to bar Lindsay from the pie. She'll be like, I have 2 hours of things to say about Jack White. But yeah, there's some cool stuff coming up.
Yeah, there'll be stuff. All right. Well, thank you for listening. If you have any recommendations for what we should be talking about or listening to, please hit us up on Twitter, and we will catch you next time.
Bye. Sure.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.